2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Your home for the best college football coverage in Utah. This is your Cougars at 30 update on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
All right, your Cougars at 30 update right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone, The Zone Sports Network. Jaren Hall, the old quarterback for BYU, discussing how he's gotten better as the season's gone along as a quarterback here.
I think every week I get better. I think the last 2 weeks, so I don't think it's anything different the weeks before other than just situation-wise, right, what we need to do. We're a very balanced offense. We can do everything that, as far as passing and run the ball. So I think the last 2 weeks was just called for more passing, and our receivers just did a great job getting open, making plays. And for me, I just feel like, yeah, the game slows down week by week, and you build more chemistry over the season with your receivers, and I think that's a little bit of what goes into that. But at the end of the day, it comes down to those guys getting open and making plays like they do.
All right, this Cougars at 30 update brought to you by Sonic and the grilled cheeseburger they've got going on now. Buttery Texas toast, 100% pure seasoned beef laid with American cheese. Make it a single or a double. For a limited time right now, order online or on the Sonic app. Save 50%. It's the Sonic grilled cheeseburger.
Your home for the best coverage of the Jazz, Utes, Cougars, and Aggies.
Y'all ready?
This is Unrivaled with Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery.
It's our show, all right?
On 97.5, 1280 The Zone, powered by KSLSports.com.
All right, welcome on back. It is Unrivaled, 97.5, 1280 The Zone, the Zone Sports Network, powered by KSLSports.com. I'm Scott Mitchell, and he's Alex Keery. We've had a great show tonight. Still winding it up here. We've got Matt Biamonte, who's host of Cougar Sports Saturday, joins us. But before he joins us, this week's Las Vegas Raiders game against the Philadelphia Eagles is brought to you by America First Credit Union, the exclusive home of the official Raiders debit card. All of the same great features and benefits now with the silver and black. Learn more at AmericaFirst.com/Raiders.
That's right, Scott. Matt Biamonte. Let me introduce him for you. Matt Biamonte has been on our show one kajillion times, but, of course, it's his first appearance on Unrivaled on 97.5, 1280 The Zone. He's the host of Cougar Sports Saturday on KSL News Radio on Saturdays, one of our BYU insiders for KSLSports.com, and covers the team quite extensively. Matt Biamonte, thanks for being with us, buddy.
Hey, glad to be here, and congrats, you guys. It's awesome to hear you guys on Drive Time on the Zone Sports Network. So well-deserved, and glad to be here with you.
Thanks, man. We've got all sorts of questions with this BYU-Wazoo game. I think the biggest problem for BYU this week is got to be the unknown of the whole coaching staff situation. I mean, this at the very least, we could say that they're going to be all sorts of jacked up and ready for this game because they're so motivated, or you've got the other side of, man, they got no coaches going on here. So what are we to expect BYU to do to attack Wazoo this week?
Well, I think the thing they have to get back to doing is running the football, because this Washington State team, guys, I know they're going to be down some coaches, but based off what you've heard and read from some of the players, their starting quarterback, Jaden DeLora, put out that tweet saying how much he wanted to pack the house and how disappointed he was in the decision and how motivated they are. I think this Washington State team is going to be dang motivated. And one thing you can do as an offense, because BYU is near the bottom of the country in time of possession. So when you think about running the football, keep the offense on the field longer, keep that Washington State run and shoot offense off the field. So I think they want to mitigate just the craziness of the situation. If they can run the football, like we did against Utah State. They'll be in great shape, but that's been a struggle the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, and Matt, running the football is boring. I mean, let's just face it. It's just like, just throw it all over the place.
Scott's like, put it up in the air, man.
Actually, I might agree with you on that. It's amazing how impactful running the football has on the outcome of these games. But as you mentioned, BYU's on a two-game losing streak. And you're pretty good about kind of, I don't know, figuring this out as we've talked to you as the season's gone by. But what is it going to take for BYU to win this game and turn their fortunes around?
Well, I think the biggest thing is going to be taking care of the football. They did such a good job of that to start the year, and then it's been a problem the last 2 weeks. Only one turnover against Baylor, but that was a costly play in the game where you're in scoring position and you give it back to Baylor. So Washington State defense is top 10 guys in forcing turnovers. They're really good at forcing turnovers, and we're past the halfway point in the season, so I don't think that's a fluke. I think this defense is really opportunistic. They're good at it, and so BYU cannot give them any extra possessions with turnovers. So it's kind of cliche in football to say the turnover game is what it all comes down to, but in a game like this where emotions run high, I think turnovers will be the difference maker in this football game.
So one of the things, Matt, that I mean the run game for BYU getting everything going, I think that was something that Alema brought up earlier too when we were doing our Football Fridays with him and Coach McBride. But it was to me, also, the problem has been not being able to stop the run. It was a shock that Boise State, who doesn't run the ball very well, outrushed BYU in their loss that they had against the Broncos. And then they just get absolutely blasted last week and pushed around, manhandled by Baylor down there in Waco. And that team ran for 300-plus yards on the ground. So I know that they have the spread offense, but Max Borgie is a legit running back. This is a guy we've always liked. Is underrated, doesn't probably get enough touches, gets a lot of catches out of the backfield, I think. But how do they make sure and shore up? Because you know Washington State's watched the film and thought, well, we're going to try to go and run against this team because it's been successful with other people.
They've got to change their scheme. They tried to fill the hole of Keenan Peely by moving Chaz IU down to linebacker to add some depth there. That just hasn't worked, and I don't think that's the right place for Chaz IU to be. I think he needs to be a safety, where he was making an impact throughout the first four games of the season. And losing Kenny Peely is really difficult because the other linebackers who have a great year, don't get me wrong, Lugar's been great. Ben Bywater's been probably the newcomer of the year for BYU. Max Tooley is legit. But those guys, they don't have the knack to plug in the hole like Kenny Peely did. Like what Peely did in that Arizona game and Utah game, that hasn't been replaced by anybody. And I think the only thing you can do is change the scheme, which means bring more guys in the box. They're going to have to blitz more. They might have to do stuff they don't want to do. But that has to happen because the last couple weeks, just changing the personnel and George Udo with that safety and Chaz at line, like, that didn't work. So now you have to resort to scheme changes, and I think we'll see that against Washington State.
I legitimately do not see how Washington State loses its head coach and four other assistants at the beginning of the week,
including their play caller.
Very important positions. And how they do all of this. And then they go, okay, and maybe they got some coaches in by now, which is Friday. And there's no way in the world you can game plan. So if I'm BYU, I'm going to do all kinds of crazy stuff I haven't shown. Or just give them something to think about, because there's no way they're going to be prepared. There's probably no way they're even going to be prepared for what BYU would normally do. I just don't see any way. And I know everyone's, like, concerned and, you know, that this team will rise up above this occasion and that they're going to be, oh, yeah, we're going to fill the stadium and we're going to win in spite of our coaches.
You say fill the stadium when you know that the stadium's not going to be filled, right?
Yeah,
let's fill the stadium.
Come on, I mean, realistically, there's no shot Washington State has in winning this. There's no way that they do that. How in the world could you ever game plan for a team losing all your coaches? That's what I don't understand, Matt.
That's a fair point. I think the one thing though where I do feel like Washington State could get BYU is BYU's line play has just been bad the last 2 weeks. And some of that's due to injury for sure, losing Harrison Chance and Joe Tugalafu has hurt because the guys who replaced them, I talked about that Jaren Hall turnover against Baylor. I mean, that was just a straight whiff by Campbell Barrington, who had replaced Harris LeChance. And so if they're healthy at those positions, then I don't think it's an issue, but they're not. And we don't know if Harris LeChance is going to go. It was a game-time decision against Baylor. It's a game-time decision again. Lorenzo Balotea, he's been battling the back injury. He's an important piece, especially to stopping the run at the defensive tackle position. So if BYU can't dominate in the trenches, then anything can happen. BYU's going to have a scheme advantage, but Washington State's got some good football players. Delora leads the Pac-12 in passing touchdowns. BYU's defense, pass defense specifically, is 97th in the country. So I can absolutely see a scenario in which Washington State wins the football game.
Oh boy, Matt just made a lot of people nervous. But you know what? That's exactly what you got to do. You got to break this thing down and tell us exactly how it's going to be. Matt Bimonte, host of Cougar Sports Saturday, joining us here on Unrivaled in 97.5 1280 The Zone. Last question here, Matt, as we get out. I'm trying to imagine now that BYU has a couple losses in the book and they haven't won. These are the only two games that they've been playing from behind too, and they haven't been able to make that comeback happen. Is that something that, like, if you don't actually have the in-game practice of being able to come back, if Washington State gets up quick and early, is BYU doomed because they haven't had the success to be able to come back in these other first two losses of the year?
No, I don't think they're doomed because they have Jaren Hall, who I think is the best quarterback in the state. And even in the two losses, he's played really solid football. He's thrown for 300 yards the past two games. He had a great connection with Puka against Baylor. Those two losses cannot be put on Jaren Hall. It really bothers me to hear that Jaren Hall needs to be benched, because Jaren Hall is not why they're losing. It's line play specifically, which has been a casualty in those two losses. So I think with Jaren Hall, even if they get down early, they've shown that they can throw the football deep. Puka Nacua is third in the country in yards per reception, so they can get back in it quick. It's just, can they stop the run, and can they run the football to kind of mitigate that time of possession situation? So it's going to be a close football game. I think BYU will win, but by no means is it going to be a blow. I don't think Washington State's just going to lay over because some coaches got fired. So it should be a fun game.
Matt, we appreciate it. We're looking forward to how this thing's going to turn out, and we'll talk to you again next week so we can get a little bit of a breakdown. Thanks for hanging out, man.
Absolutely. Congrats again, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Matt Bimonte, noon to 3 tomorrow on KSL News Radio with Cougar Sports Saturday. If you're so inclined, BYU fans out there.
I'll be a little busy tomorrow.
Scott,
I probably won't
be doing
catch that program.
That phone interview, by the way, brought to you by, hey, listen, Smart Rain. These guys know that in 2022, that budget planning right now is going on for businesses. Take advantage of their Save Now, Pay Later promotion. Do your part by saving water while saving money. Check the Best of State Award winner, Smart Rain, at Smart Rain. smartrain.net. We're going to be right back, wrap things up on the way back. We've got our two-minute drill coming up here in just a little bit as we dive back in one more time here. It's 2050 East and 6200 South. We are at the store in Holiday. Come by, visit us, get some jazz gear while it lasts. We still have a handful of things we can give away, so stay right here with us. More to go on 97.5 1280 The Zone.
The new zone lineup.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.